to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it up and loud as it.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday. It is already the 1st of October, 2007. Where has this year gone? I've said this before. You know, I think it's because there are so many things going on in our life. You know, you're being sold that you got to have a cell phone to stay in touch, and you got to be texting, and you've got to be doing this, and you've got to spend 19 and a half hours on the internet, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, and, you know, gosh, let's not forget to watch the TV for the latest sports scores and all that other stuff. I mean, supposedly, technology has made our lives easier. No, what it has done is made us a slave to it. Think about it. How many hours a day do you people out there spend on a computer? You know, and there's such a thing as burnout. Now, am I telling you not to be surfing the internet? No, absolutely not. But it's like anything else. Devote some time to real life, not cyber-created stuff. You know, do not become a slave. Still have a life. Still keep a balance. Still keep your energy up. But, you know, gosh. Hey, at any rate, when I get back out of the break here, I want to play this piece by WBC-TV. There was actually, and a caller called up, and I thank you for doing this, to alert me to this. And, you know, did they take him down? I have not noticed it lately. CNN was particularly good at this, having the alert from Homeland Security that it's elevated. Did they take those alerts down? I think that they did. Because we got this ever since September 11th, 6 years ago. Elevated alert. And then come out with their national propaganda to keep everybody in line that we've got to defeat terrorism worldwide. No, what you do is you defeat the idea of terrorism. Terrorism is for folks that try to use it politically to gain an end because they don't have the sheer force and the gunpowder to fight you. Now, having said all that, this terrorism deal has been sold to the American people politically that Obama's some mama is out there trying to get us, lurking in the shadows because they hate our freedom and our liberty and our way of life. And, oh my goodness, no. Look deeper into this, ladies and gentlemen. Look deeper into it. Do away with the fear. Stand your ground, look them square in the eye. Enough of this. If we were selling more of peace than we were a threat of war, do you think maybe some people would want to sit down and parlay at the table, so to speak? I mean, Iran, we caught them dead to rights on this deal. And where exactly were those nuclear weapons from Minot Air Force Base to that Air Force Base Barksdale? Where are those nukes going to end up? Survey says Iran. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. I'll play this clip directly on the other side of the break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Great. I'm going to play this clip here that I've been talking about for an hour. And this comes from WBZ TV in Boston, Massachusetts. They did a little program here. Now, I'll give you the news story, and I'll give you a little bit more insight into this. I mean, this is local propaganda, folks.
Well, don't be alarmed. The work week hasn't started yet, but you may see your mail carrier making a special delivery today in a few Boston neighborhoods.
It's all part of a dry run to prepare for a bioterrorist attack. The Postal Service will be sending out more than 23,000 packages to residents in the South End and West Roxbury. It's all to see how quickly they will be able to respond to a real disaster. WBZ's Paul Burton reports they're going to treat this drill like it's the real thing.
It's not something any city wants, but something everyone should prepare for. A bioterrorist attack. On Sunday, Boston will take part in a city readiness initiative that involves the U.S. Postal Service and Boston Police.
We will play it out as if it were a real emergency.
Here are the two targeted areas, the South End and West Roxbury. On Sunday morning, mail carriers will deliver a clearly labeled empty cardboard box to more than 23,000 households.
Who would deliver actual medications if there were a real biological attack? Tomorrow, of course, it will be an exercise, just a drill, so they'll be delivering empty boxes.
Residents were already notified by mail that Sunday's exercise is a drill, not a real emergency.
It doesn't really bother me that
a box is coming to my house, as long as I know it's a safe box is coming to my house. So
let me pause this here for a second. And listen to the response that these people have. Are they being programmed correctly? Listen to their words.
Yeah, I guess it's good that the city is doing something about it.
Boston police will be escorting mail carriers around the neighborhoods as they deliver the packages.
I think that people need to take the steps because, you know, otherwise something happens and people say that, you know, the government wasn't prepared, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a good thing.
We would need to know what to do with what they give us. So I believe it's an absolutely necessary step to take.
Now, businesses and hospitals will not be included in the drill. Boston police, as well as mail carriers, hope to have all the packages delivered by late Sunday afternoon. In the South End, Paul Burton, WBZ News.
Now, if you do get a package today, you don't have to do anything with it. It's just an exercise, so you can recycle the box and the flyer inside.
Oh, gee, thank you. Thank you very much. I can just recycle the box. Yeah, I... Man, I'm telling you. But did you hear about this nationally? I mean, they sent these packages out to over 23,000 people, hand-deliver them with police escort in the suburbs of Boston. Did you hear about this on your national news? No, because the other people would see this and maybe have the veracity to question it. You know, and of course, I'm sure that the responses, not all the responses, maybe were favorable that they included in this news clip, and that's part of the conditioning and the propaganda that, oh, yeah, well, the government's got to respond. You know, they got to do something. Well, the government's at fault for starting this crap, but they want you in compliance. Now, I got a question for you. If we had a nuclear attack, how would a little box of medications help you? Or a biological attack with some of the biologicals out there. Once you get infected, folks, I don't care if you ate tubes of Crest toothpaste or whatever they would tell you that you needed to take, it would be too late. Now, to respond using postal workers and the police to show up at your door to make sure you got these packages in case of a national emergency. Come on. You know, this is part of the first responders on an expanded scale. Oh, well, wait a minute here. The first responders, they got to be protected first because they're the people that are going to be out there to protect everybody else. I'm a little amazed here. But again, this is part of the local propaganda. And the more, I got to tell you something here. The more that I look at the Boston WBZ TV clips, they are just master propagandists. I went up to their website, and they actually have all their videos of all their reports archived. And I am seeing so much propaganda in there. I don't know if we've got any thinking people left in Boston, because you know what? They trust their media, and they're constant by the carefully coiffured and made up and suited and dressed individuals that give you your daytime snooze. That's what most people go to. Yeah, for the weather and the sports and, yeah, by the way, what's up with that traffic problem? And, you know, they'll tune into the news. So they're getting propagandized on a regular basis, but they're doing it. The important point here is they're doing it locally. So when you have some stuff like that, folks, you know, let us know about it. We'll research it out. We'll put it on the air. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and all the and here's the idea. That if there are water supplies poisoned with biologicals or something, and it's done from orders from Osama bin Laden in some cave, where's he at now? The Hilton in Pakistan, probably. Yeah. That if terrorist attack happened nationwide, that our government's going to be there to protect us. Well, sure they are. You know, I don't depend on the government to do anything but lie to me. And as far as my protection, why would they be interested in my health when they've been working overtime to destroy us economically? I'm a little confused here. Are they going to send me a box of cash You know, we have a national emergency here. We're in the middle of a recession. There's millions of jobless. I got an idea. Rather than sending out medication in those boxes, why don't you send cash? Yeah. Let's do away with that one. By the way, since I did that, it reminded me of something. Thank you, Mo, for sending this in. He says, since I can't pick you up live, I've heard your show Tuesday night from the archives. Oh, wait a minute. That's not it. Wait. Stop. Stop the presses. Where the heck did it go? Any rate, if I can't find it here, I'll just give you the gist of it. Somebody had actually sent me an email that said, you know, you're broadcasters. And I don't know if he's referring to me or not. By the way, this isn't Mo speaking. Sorry, Mo. I'll get around to your email here in a second. But it was on the subject of noise in the background when guys are doing their shows. And I thought about that. And he made a specific point about saying, well, you know, it's obvious that when a guest or a caller is talking that you can hear the paper in the background, and that tells me that, well, the host is not listening to the person being interviewed, and they're not listening to what the caller is saying. Au contraire. Because I'm going to tell you something, if you sat and listened to every single word and put everything out of your mind and did not multitask, you'd be in a whole lot of trouble. Because there are stories that you're clicking to bring up on screen, or you're grabbing a piece of paper to get yourself organized so you can do a program. Obviously, that person that sent me that email had never done radio in their life. Now, I used to fool around with Rush Limbaugh, because you'd hear him purposely rattling papers in the background, and, you know, that'd be his little, you know, that was his shtick. But when you hear paper shuffling or things of that nature going on, it is by no means an indication that you don't care what the caller is saying, that you're not hearing what they're saying. But for the sake of the continuity and some semblance of sanity of a radio program, you can't help it. Sometimes you have to do it. Now, I could hit my little cough drop here. It's a little box I have sitting next to me. And when I press, oh, that's right, there goes my voice. Now, I could do that and shuffle papers. But why? So, you know, some of the, and I laugh at this sometimes, because people seem bent on picking that crap out of the sugar bowl. And I've never understood why. And I'm not saying that criticism of a network or its practices or anything else is not a healthy thing. I'm just saying, think about what you're saying before you say it. Now, somebody did send me an email. I'm sorry I lost that, guys, because I wanted to read that verbatim, but that was the gist of it. Somebody did send me an email and said, here's a very important point. You guys are revealing a lot of great information to the public. And I've noticed during your broadcast, he says he's not sure which host says it. He always says, it's unbelievable. So this is sending the opposite message. You try to reveal the truth to the public, and then you follow it up by using the phrase, it's unbelievable. What this phrase means is quite literally not to be believed. This is how people interpret word guys. So if you want people to believe, don't undo your work by saying unbelievable to an amazing or shocking revelation. Just a suggestion, but it works. Now, I talked about that on an earlier program today, cash flow. And I made light of it, but there is a lot of truth in this. And thank you, Kevin, for sending this over to me. It's true. You know, sometimes I do stuff and I'm scratching my head going, I can't believe this stuff. Well, it is true. All right. Believe it or not, folks, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. All right.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We are back, folks. The president, and this came off of Spiegel Online. Actually, it's Spiegel from Der Spiegel, German online presentation. The president has accepted ethnic cleansing. And this was an interview done by Spiegel with Seymour Hersh. And they say investigative journalist Seymour Hersh has consistently led the way in telling the story of what's really going on in Iraq and Iran. Spiegel Online spoke to him about America's Hitler, Bush's Vietnam, and how the U.S. press failed the First Amendment. Iranian, and this is Spiegel Online, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was just in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. Once again, he said that he's only interested in civilian nuclear power instead of atomic weapons. How much does the West really know about the nuclear program in Iran? Hersh's response is a lot, and it's been underestimated how much the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, knows. If you follow what they say, and the various reports have been saying, the Iranians have claimed to be enriching uranium to a higher than a 4% purity, which is the amount you need to run a peaceful nuclear reactor. But the IAEA's best guess is that they are at about 3.67% or something. The Iranians are not even doing what they claim to be doing. The IAEA has been saying all along that they've been making progress, but basically Iran is nowhere. Of course, the U.S. and Israel are going to say you have to look at the worst-case scenario, but there isn't enough evidence to justify a bombing raid. Now, they ask the question, is this just another case of exaggerating the danger in preparation for an invasion like we saw in 2002 and 2003 prior to the Iraq War? And Hirsch's response on this, he says, we have this wonderful capacity in America to Hitlerize people. We had Hitler, and since Hitler, we've had more than 20 of them, Khrushchev and Mao, and of course Stalin. And for a while, Gaddafi was our Hitler. And now we have this guy, Ahmadinejad. The reality is, he's not like we think he is. The Revolutionary Guards have direct control over the missile program, and if there is a weapons program, they would be the ones running it, not Ahmadinejad. Now, Der Spiegel here says, where does this feeling of urgency come from that the U.S. has with Iran come from? Well, the simple answer that Hirsch gave is a one-liner, pressure from the White House. That's just their game. What interest does the White House have in moving us to the brink with Tehran? Hirsch's response was, you have to ask yourself what interest we had 40 years ago for going to war in Vietnam. You'd think that this is a country with so many smart people that we can't possibly do the same dumb thing again. I have this theory in life that there is no learning. There is no learning curve. Everything is tabula rasa. Everybody has to discover things for themselves. You know, that's why I like to use the saying, learn from the mistakes of others, folks, because you don't have possibly enough time in your entire life to repeat the mistakes that other people have made. In other words, learn. Now, even after Iraq, aren't there strategic reasons for getting so deeply involved in the Middle East? Hirsch says, oh no, we're going to build a democracy. The real thing in mind of this president is he wants to reshape the Middle East and make it his model. He absolutely believes it. I've always thought Henry Kissinger was a disaster because he lies like most people breathe, and you can't have that in public life. But if it were Kissinger this time around, I'd actually be relieved because I know that the madness would be tied to some oil deal. But in this case, what you see is what you get. This guy believes he's doing God's work. Now, I'll argue with that one, but for the sake of this article. So what are the options in Iraq? Hirsch responds, there are two very clear options. Option A, get everybody out by midnight tonight. Option B, get everybody out by tomorrow night, midnight. The fuel that keeps the war going is us. Spiegel says, a lot of people have been saying that the U.S. presence there is the big part of the problem. Is anyone in the White House listening? Hirsch's response, one word, no. The president is still talking about the surge, and the surge was the Bush's commitment of 20,000 additional troops in Iraq in the spring of 2007, and an attempt to improve security in the country. And Hirsch says, as if it's going to unite the country, but the surge was a con game of putting additional troops in there. We've been basically balkanized the place, building walls and walling off Sunnis from Shiites. In Anbar province, there has been success. All of the Shiites are gone. They've just simply split town. Question, is that why there has been a drop in violence there? He says, I think there is a much better reason that the fact that there are a couple more soldiers on the ground. So they ask the question, so what are the lessons of the surge? Hirsch says the surge means basically that in some way the president has accepted ethnic cleansing, whether he's talking about it or not. I'll continue with this because what Joe Biden said a couple of years ago is, well, we've got to split that country up into different states or provinces. It's exactly what they're talking about doing today. That'd be like carving up the Southwest and part of California to the Reconquistas for Mexico. Oops, that's right. They already tried to do that, didn't they?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Seymour Hersh here talking about the lessons of the surge. He says the surge means basically that in some way the president accepted ethnic cleansing. Whether he's talking about it or not, the surge in January, he described it is a way to bring the parties together. He's not saying that anymore. I think he now understands that ethnic cleansing is what's going to happen. I think he knew that all along. You're going to have a Kurdistan. You're going to have a Sunni area that we're going to have to support forever. And then you're going to have the Shiites in the south. They ask, so the U.S. is over 4 years into a war that is likely going to end in a disaster. How valid are the comparisons with Vietnam? He says the validity is that the U.S. is fighting a guerrilla war and doesn't know the culture. But the difference is that at a certain point, because of the congressional and public opposition, the Vietnam War was no longer tenable. But these guys now don't care. They see it, but they just don't care. If the Iraq War does end up as a defeat for the U.S., will it leave a deep wound as Vietnam War did? Well, Hersh responds, much worse. Vietnam was a tactical mistake. This is strategic. How do you repair damages with whole cultures? On the home front, though, will rationalize in a way. Don't worry about that. Again, there's no learning curve, no learning curve at all. We'll just be ready to fight another stupid war in another 2 decades. Of course, preventing that is partially the job of the media. Have reporters been doing a better job recently than they did in the run-up to the Iraq war? Hirsch's response was, oh yeah, they've done a better job since. And I'll take exception with that because they're doing the same doggone thing that they did with a run-up to the Iraq war. Seymour, I know you're a journalist and you still got friends in there, but nah, thank you very much for playing the game. And Johnny, what prize do we have for Seymour? He did say, they've done a better job since, but back then they blew it. When you have a guy like Bush who's going to move the infamous doomsday clock forward, and he's going to put everybody in jeopardy, and he's secretive, and he doesn't tell Congress anything, he's inured to what we write. In such a case, we, as journalists, become more important. The First Amendment failed, and the American press failed the Constitution. We were jingoistic, and that was a terrible failing. I'm asked the question all the time, what happened to my old paper, the New York Times? And now I say, they stink. They missed it. They missed the biggest story of the time, and they're going to have to live with it. The propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, Fox, CNN, they're all doing the same thing. They're bringing on their experts as to the reasons why we've got to go in there and bomb the snot out of the Iranians. And as the story said, you know, the IAEA, they know exactly where the Iranians are at with their nuclear program, which Ahmadinejad has said that, wait a minute, that's our prerogative. You know, we can develop nuclear power for peaceful purposes. And he's exactly right. Now, what the press is not saying, that if, in fact, Ahmadinejad or another country in the Middle East want to develop nuclear weapons for self-protection, that would be another story, but they're not saying that. But the real reason behind, if this were the case, of these countries wanting a few nuclear weapons around as a deterrent against, oh, that's right, their buddies over there, Israel. Because Israel has 400 nuclear weapons with every imaginable delivery device, including submarines, folks. That's right. They have the capability of putting their little subs out there with nuclear weapons and just launching them from the sea if they want to. Now, this is the big fat elephant that is sitting in the living room that nobody wants to acknowledge is even there. We don't talk about Israel and nuclear weapons. Just ask Mordecai Vanunu that. He was just out there blasting it all over the place. Oh, Israel has nuclear weapons. Well, gosh, well, that's against national security. We're going to have to throw you in jail. We have been monkeying with the Middle East. Our friends across the pond have been monkeying with the Middle East. These people, left to their own devices, would go back to what they were doing before. And that is being no threat whatsoever to anybody. And, of course, they'll fight and squabble with each other. They've been fighting and squabbling with each other for 1,000 years. But they had no bone to pick with us. Of course, the Iranians were a little mad because we went in there in 1953 and installed our own little puppet over there. Oh, that's right. Yes, we did do that. 54 years ago. And we saw the eventual result of that. Remember when the Shah got sick and he had to leave? Guess who came in? The Ayatollah Khomeini. And man, was this guy, he had a case. Well, he's a hardliner. Oh, he broke down into the embassy and he took a bunch of hostages that were eventually released. Didn't kill a one of them. And, of course, we made a bunch of political hay over that one for a long, long time. But that was the direct backlash from us in their meddling with their government. Now, a lot of people don't want to admit that or even talk about it. But it is true. So what do you think the blowback on killing a million Iraqis? what kind of consequence do you think that's going to bring? Do you think that they may consider retaliatory actions against the United States? If there were not real terrorists before, and we're talking about the difference between a freedom fighter and a real terrorist, if you're attacked and a million of your people are killed, and these troops are occupying your country and kicking down your doors and telling you what you need to do in your own country, you're starting to see the point here. How would we react if that happened to us? Say that Red Dawn was actually a viable scenario, and that the Russians, well, along with the Cubans and a few other of their friends, just invaded the United States. Would you sit quietly in your living room while you watched Russian troops march up and down the streets, you know, ordering you about, taking you out to a detention facility until they could make sure that you weren't going to be any harm to their troops and that you were compliantly going to go along with the occupation, the applications of their new law on you? How would you react to that? There seems to be this sterile attitude that we can do whatever we want to whomever, and when they stand up and speak out against it, that, well, somehow they're just not friends, that they're aligning themselves with other people that are just out to destroy us as well. Folks, come on. Yeah, Greenspan comes out and says, oh, yeah, well, you know, it looks like it was about the oil. No. That is kind of a false flag story. Well, to reluctantly, you know, admit that, well, yeah, it was about some of the oil, too. No, it's much more than that. It is much, much more than that. Let me tell you something, folks. If we were really that interested in Iraqi oil, would we have had to have killed a million people over there? No, we just went over there and made contracts with them. They've got a commodity. We want it. We give them a fair price. We get their riches. We do it with other countries that are more than capable of maybe giving us a little bit more guff than we'd want to deal with if we just went in to rob, rape, and pillage. You know, maybe they'd put up a little bit more of an argument. Just as we saw Saddam Hussein set up, Iran is being set up right now. And Ahmadinejad, oh gosh, I mean, is this guy the son of Satan or what? I mean, he's just a babbling fool. That's what a lot of commentators said about his speech at the UN. And Georgi Porgy, that has been planning to wipe Ahmadinejad and half of Iran out, if he can get the chance to do it, was sitting there face-to-face with him at the United Nations. Bush is sitting at the podium. Ahmadinejad's sitting in the gallery there. What a perfect opportunity to make your statements. But he just touched a little bit on Iran and moved on to greater and more important absolute nothing. You know, it was almost like watching, I hate to use the comparison, but it was almost like watching the beauty queens. You know, when they come out and give their world peace speech. I want to end hunger and by the way, I got to do my endorsements down at Wally World here, and you know, if there's any days left in my 1 year tenure, well, then I'll go out and try to achieve world peace and end world hunger. I mean, it was that inane and simplistic and stupid. Here's a man with the blood of a million people on his hands, and we're just there to give them democracy, whether they like it or not. Who are we to tell anybody how to run their country? And if we were doing such a fantastic job, don't you think there'd be other people who'd look around and say, you know, I think the United States has a way of doing things, and you know, I think we're going to copy some of the stuff we're doing. They're doing, no. We're not out there pushing a republic, limited government, a constitutional form of government. No, we're out there giving them democracy, which has absented the very important document that founded the Republic. That's right, the Constitution. So all the little greedy people can pile on and make mass fortunes off of the piles of dead bodies. And it's all a righteous thing to do, you know. It should be unquestioned. You know, you're un-American if you question this quest in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, you must be aiding the terrorist. What terrorist? The only terrorist I see right now, the only terrorism I see is coming out of Washington, D.C. Oh, excuse me, that might cause a little cognitive dissonance because they're trying to save us from the terrorists that they're creating. I'm sorry, I apologize, Mr. Bush. I just didn't see your vision. I wouldn't let George Bush run a Kmart. You know, Kmart's in last place. I guarantee you, George Bush took over CEO of Kmart, it'd be in the dirt 6 months from now. This guy knows about as much about business as I do drilling oil wells. But the little madman still, the little Nero Nittler, still sits in the White House. Dick Cheney is still slathering him how to sneak a few nukes over there and start World War III in the Middle East. And there they still sit. You know, I went and saw a movie over the weekend. And I recommend this film highly with a little reservation. There's nudity in the film. And you know Hollywood. You know, for some strange reason, they think that frontal nudity is going to sell tickets. Well, it's not necessarily the case. But this movie, who was the guy that did Men in Black? Not the black guy, the other one. Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones is in this movie, and he's got a son that comes up AWOL. Well, kind of, sort of. I don't want to give away the plot here in case you do want to go see the movie, but do me a favor, don't take your little daughter or son into the movie, because it's pretty intense stuff. And outside of the fact that there's some nudity in there, I mean, it's a pretty gritty film, but I would highly recommend. And Tommy Lee Jones, by the way, is one of these guys, ex-military guys, military intelligence. I think he was with the military police. And he was one of these guys that was just dyed in the wool, you know, buzz cut kind of, you know, my country, right or wrong, do or die kind of thing. He changes his mind during the course of this movie. And in such a believable fashion. Folks, I was sitting there and my jaw was agape because I was no longer watching a movie. I was watching scenes play out of our current history here with Iraq and what these soldiers have gone through, what we've put them through, supposedly in defense of this country and to promote democracy around the world. Go see the movie. And I'll tell you what, if your heart's frozen, it ain't going to touch it. If you've got a heart, it ain't going to make one beat where there ain't one there before. But I would highly recommend that you go see this movie. In the Valley of Elam, I do believe the title is. And I saw that Saturday, and I drug my wife to the theater Sunday to go see it again. But there is there's very few films that I'll recommend to people. And if harsh language upsets you, don't go see this movie. And you can close your eyes, and there's a few nudity scenes. I mean, this takes place around an army base. I mean, anybody who's been in the military knows what I'm talking about. Okay, this is not going to be Pollyanna kind of stuff or Pollyanna kind of stuff. You know, it's reality. So if you've got the guts, go see the movie. UBS plans to report big loss. Ooh, they shake up the executive ranks. Swiss banking giant UBS AG, which recently ousted its chief executive in the wake of losses as in-house hedge fund and deflections of top investment bankers, plans to write down as much as, and when they say write down, that means we lost a bunch of money, as much as 4 billion Swiss francs or $3.41 billion in assets, including securities tied to U.S. subprime mortgages. By the way, Alan Greenspan just came out today, and it was all over the news that in England he gave a speech and said, well, if the world goes into depression, it's because of the subprime mortgage thing here in America. Well, that's only part of the problem. They keep focusing on the subprime mortgages. You know, this is where they went out and loaned money to people that didn't really qualify, didn't really have the money, per se, if things slowed down a little bit, to maintain their mortgages. But we're not talking about, we're not talking about the junk bond. We're not talking about the derivatives. We're not talking about all the packaged debt that they repackaged to try to sell it off and make money off of it. That's just not the subprime deal. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So, after taking a third quarter write-down of between 3 billion and 4 billion francs on its fixed income assets, UBS expects a loss for the quarter ranging from about 600 million francs to about 700 million francs, which equates to about, 4 to 6 million, something like that. Oh, I'm sorry. 400 million to 600 million. From the year earlier quarter, UBS reported a net profit of 2.2 billion Swiss francs. And again, if you do, I guess you do the stuff here. What's that? Billion and a half bucks, something like that. But the write-downs at Europe's third largest bank would be steeper than those posted by the four big investment banks to report results so far. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc., Morgan Stanley and Bear Stearns companies, all of which were affected in varying degrees by the meltdown in the U.S. market for subprime mortgages. See, this whole thing would have been real nice, and they would have been still making money hand over fist off of their junk stuff and derivatives and everything else. But when the bubble pops, and as Alan Greenspan says, and as E.F. Hutton, when Greenspan speaks, people listen, he says it's kind of a froth. You know, it's just a frothy sort of, it's just froth. Well, no, what he was saying is it's not one bubble that's bursting. A froth is made up of many bubbles that are going to be bursting. You know, and they say all of which were affected in varying degrees by the meltdown in the U.S. market for subprime mortgages, but which nonetheless reported third quarter profits. Among the banks that haven't yet reported, Merrill Lynch and Company faces a possible third quarter write-down as much as $4 billion to reflect losses. Folks, in other words, the economic news is not going to be good for a long time to come. And now they're bantering the questions around, well, we seem to have survived the subprime mortgage debacle here, and, well, the market's up. Wall Street will tell you, hey, we broke records today. We broke 14,000 on the market. Dow Jones Industrial, well, it's all good. And the other breath will say, well, okay, well, then the housing market, well, it's going to be screwed up for another year and a half, maybe 2 years. No, we really haven't seen the bottom to that yet. I mean, which is it? Oh, no, we're not in a recession. They were asking that question in earnest last week. Are we in a recession? Newsflash. Hey, it's unbelievable. But we've been in a recession since February of last year. And we're continuing to lose jobs every year. The economy is slowing down. The retailers are not doing so hot. I would call that a recession, wouldn't you? But they're trying desperately to build up the faith in banks again because they don't want to have happen what just happened in England. People getting a little bit antsy, going down, taking their deposits out of the bank for a little while, going home and stuffing it under the mattress, whatever makes you feel better. It's supposed to be your money, right? Well, if you got a lot of money in the bank, try going down with a couple of hundred other people and take it out. They'll give you an IOU, tell you to come back tomorrow. Why? Fractionalized reserve banking, they ain't got the money there. It's just, well, that's right, it's just bookkeeping entries. So we got to maintain the illusion of full faith and credit of the banks. And so the story goes. Folks, you know what tomorrow is. That's right, it's Bob Chapman Day. Every Tuesday I got Bob Chapman on. It's the biggest show of the week I do, by the way. Everybody tunes in to hear what Bob Chapman has to say. And I'll have to be here tomorrow to hear what he has to say. At any rate, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We must take the miracle back.
It's true.